الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ المؤمنون فلنحيينه حياة طيبة صدق الله العظيم. My Sheikh and Murshid Hazrat Wala Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Damul Rakatul Aliya has given an example that one ox called in Urdu Sand it is called Sand because he never accepts the rope of any person and he doesn't want to be a servant or slave of anybody. And he goes in all the farm, usually the farmer beat them with a stick. When there is a weather change, like hot weather or cold weather, nobody makes arrangement for him. If he becomes sick, nobody take care of him. But the other ox or cow who accepts the rule of his owner, wherever his owner tackles him in the wall, in below the tree, anywhere, then the owner of the cow or ox, he takes care of his animal. When he found nutrition, anaj, gandum and food for himself, he always farm for his animal also. And when that also goes, becomes sick, he take care of it and ask the doctor or call the doctor for the medicine of his animal. When there is a winter season, owner makes arrangement for his animal to make him hot, to provide the hot environment, and if there is a hot weather, he provides the environment suitable for it. And insan, being a human being, insan, who is ashrafu makhluqat, but where his animal lives, he cleans the place where the urine and the other dirty things are. He cleans for his animal. Just why? Because he extended the rope on his neck. Hazrat Wala Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Damul Rakatul Aliya mentioned like this animal who accepted the rope of his owner in his neck. If we accept the deen and shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will make all our wants, all our needs, and he will arrange for all our needs. Whether a servant is man or woman, and if a man or woman, a mu'min or mu'mina disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the sand, that ox who does not accept the rope, he has to do himself. Hazrat Wala rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in his couplet, dushmano ko aise aamogil diya. حضرت مولانا رحمت اللہ علیہ کہ all those who are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are enemies, they are the luxuries, they are the comforts, and they can have more wealth and assets, more building, and but Allah Ta'ala gave in the luxuries of what I will mention, luxuries of sand and water. Ayashe Avogin. And the sand and water is perishable. Funny. And what he gave to his obedient servants, humko apna darpe de diya. He gave the love, his love, the pain of love of pain in our heart. That is the thing that the will is a very a thing which will give us the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a person take care of that, that every breath of my life will never make every breath of my life in that I live my life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the tension. Prabhupada Father mentioned, what is the difference between the enemies got the luxuries and we got only the pain of heart? The difference is that dushmano ko aise aago mil diya, doston ko apna ghar de diya, unko sahil par bhi tughlani mili. Even they have comfort and luxuries, they are still fighting. They don't have peace of heart. Unko sahil par bhi tughlani mili, aur humko toofano mein bhi sahil diya. A person, a Muslim, a woman person, a man or a lady, whenever sorrow comes to him or her, he prays, and he makes salah, he prays namaz, and after praying namaz, his sorrows are still there, but he has peace of heart, and peace of mind in him or in her. That is the difference Allah Ta'ala gave to his obedient person. And Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Quran, فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Those mu'min, whether he is a man or woman, but who will follow the pathway of my obedience, I will give the فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. I will give the life of for his heart, in his heart. He will get the peace of mind and peace of heart. And this thing we have to learn when we come to madrasa. We learn what please Allah, what is pleases Allah, and what is displeases Allah. We come to madrasa for this purpose. Allah Ta'ala give us topic to practice upon the whole deen and give us peace of heart and peace of mind. Wa sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah.